We're talking with Sioux City East head football coach Mike Winkelpleck, his team getting ready for state quarterfinal action there in Class 5A. And coach, you know, first off, you look back at last week, you're playing this week because you got a win over Dallas Center Grimes, would have been kind of a red-hot Dallas Center Grimes team. Tell me about that win and kind of your thoughts as we talk a few days after it.
Yeah, I thought our guys played great. They came out, you know, we took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. I thought our defense played well. Offense did what we needed to do, you know, went up 13-0. Guys just played well. I thought we played well in all facets of the game, you know, offense, defense, special teams.
You know, it's hard to win playoff games, and you guys were able to find a way to do that. You know, speak to kind of the significance of being able to do that on Friday night.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So, especially, I mean, the last 4 years, or last 3 years, you know, we went out in that round of 16. So, I think it was big for our guys. I think they believe, and it's something that we set our goals on early on in the year of what we wanted to accomplish. And that's the first step so far as where we want to get to. And it's just great for the guys' momentum and their belief and just the way that we're going about the season.
As you guys have navigated through the season and now you get into a state quarterfinal, you know, what do you feel good about? What are the things that you really like right now?
I think we just got to be ourselves, right? I think we've played well defensively all year. I think we've been balanced offensively, running the football and throwing the football, and we just got to take what the defense gives us. I think we continue to get better on special teams week in and week out, and we just need to play Black Raider football. And anytime you're in the playoffs, every team's a quality team. So you know you're facing somebody that's probably well coached and that has tons of athletes. And at the 5A level, you know, a lot of teams have a ton of guys that are going on to play college football. So you got to take it one play at a time and one drive at a time and see what happens.
Yeah, now you get ready to face a really, really good Waukee team there in, you know, Waukee Northwest team in the quarterfinals. You know, speak to kind of what you're seeing from them as you guys prepare.
Yeah, I mean, arguably is probably the best team in the state up until week 8 when they got upset. You know, everyone thought that they were the best team and stuff like that. So it's going to be a really, really good opponent. They're obviously well coached. Their quarterback, Heitman kid, is incredible. It's some of the best stats that we may have ever seen at the quarterback position throughout the regular season and stuff like that. So they're big up front. They got skill guys everywhere. They fly around defensively. So it's going to be a tall task. And our guys are excited and looking forward to it.
You mentioned, you know, going against their offense and you know, with their quarterback, Mack Heitland. I know going into like week 9, he hadn't thrown a pick all year. And they've been really efficient with the football. How important is it going to be for you guys to find a way to maybe create turnovers and make life tough for them offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of any game. You know, you got to take care of the ball when you have it, and you got to try to create as many turnovers as possible. You know, you got to try and win the turnover battle. But yeah, he's really good, man. He's going to get the ball out quick. He's got some good receivers. He's got a good running back, big offensive line. He's also mobile. You know, if it's not there, he's not going to make poor decisions. If it's not there, he's just going to tuck in and run and get what he can and live to play the next play.
Offensively, what will you guys have to do on Friday?
We got to win on first down. We got to stay ahead of the sticks. We got to make sure that we're in pace with our game plan and what we want to do and stuff. We got to make sure we minimize any of the penalties and stay on script.
And lastly, coach, you know, I know football coaches don't necessarily always love, you know, looking ahead and big picture, but you know, one win away from getting to the dome. You know, if you guys are able to find a way to do that on Friday night, what would that mean?
It just means that we would reach one of the goals that we set at the beginning of the season. I think there isn't a team in the state that doesn't dream or wish or want to play in the dome, right? That's the ultimate goal, to try and play a couple games in the dome. And it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So I think it just would mean a lot, but like every coach knows, right? You got to take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and we're fortunate enough to have a game this Friday night, and we're continuing to play with this group of guys, which is incredible, and we're going to try and keep this ride going for as long as we can.
Looking forward to it. Mike Winkle, Blackhead football coach at Sioux City East. Coach, we appreciate the time today. Wish you the best there on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. I appreciate it.